Fifth parak in the Torah, Mishnah Gimel. Amud anomer chaveira v'yesh lo yimercha to beis abad muskaron be'ir. The person says, I'm not going to have enough from Reuven. And Mr. Reuven had a bathhouse or an olive press in that neighborhood. And now that was rented out to a third party. So the question is, my property has rented out to somebody else. Is that considered my property that you're not allowed to have anah from? Or do we say no, that you don't have anah from the usage, and the usage is rented out to somebody else? I'm really taking advantage of a third party's rights to use this mechas. So it says, im yesh lo yibem tfisas yad osa, that if the original owner has a tfisas yad, which means he has some type of schus, that aside from the rental, he gets some other percentage of the profits or something, so it's still considered his. But if it's rented out and he has no rights left to himself for that period of time after rented out, it's not considered his anymore. So, Eilut Fisus Yad Lutze. If once it's rented out for the period of the rental, the original owner has no rights anymore, then it's not considered his in respect to Hilchas Nedarim. I'm not having Hanoah from you, I'm having Hanoah from the one who rented it from you. And therefore, it's permitted. A person makes an eder, I'm not going to, your house is also to me in respect to going into the house. Or I will not buy your field. And then the person who owned it died or he sold it to somebody else. So the question is, when we says beischo, does it mean the house which is presently yours, even if it goes to somebody else? Or does it mean as long as it's yours? So the Mishnah says mutter, it's mutter, because he meant to say that as long as it's yours. If he said, not your house or your field, but this house, this field, so it has nothing to do with who owns it, then may, so also, even though the ownership changed because the original owner died or sold to somebody else, it still has to go into it. And this is based on a concept we learned in previous Mishnahis, that if something is my possession now, I can ask it on somebody else, even it will remain also, even if it goes out of my possession, provided that the nusach I said was this item. But if I said it's my item, then I asked it only as long as it belongs to me.